Let me think. I know who it is, and that's not a question, Huey Lewis in the news, but wasn't the movie Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this has been in a bunch of movies, but I think that's the one.
That's the one?
You know, synonymous with it. Yeah, everybody
I knew Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
My favorite Huey Lewis song was I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
Who got sued for that? Did Ray Parker Jr. get sued for that, or did Huey Lewis in the news get sued for that? I Want a New Drug.
Did somebody sample somebody else?
Believe it was Ray Parker. Okay.
Let's do it. It's Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Ray Parker got sued.
It's the same exact song.
Is it really?
Oh, it's the same song, man. You knew it when it was out. Like, oh, that sounds familiar.
Who are you going to call when you need drugs? Is that how it went?
Ray Parker Jr.
You need a new drug. Who are you going to call when you need a new drug? There you go.
Huey Lewis. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew one of them got sued over that. That's my favorite Huey Lewis song. Now, the GM, Orioles GM, Mike Elias, will be on the show today at 7:15. Want to hear from you. What do you want to hear from the GM? And I know you this is something you've been waiting for a long time, and I don't want to spoil your questions, but what kind of theme questions are you putting together for the GM?
Are any decisions coming?
Okay. And it's funny you say that because Joe on Facebook says he wants a managerial change. Will there be one? That's one of the questions he wants.
Yeah. That's not happening.
Well, I'm still going to ask the question.
Yeah. My question, and I was just telling Rob Ed, since everybody wants us to ask the tough ones, was Justin Tucker being released a football decision? My first question.
Well, it's funny you say that because it's exactly why I'm going to be asking these questions. I know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, we're very happy with, you know, the performance of Brandon Hyde. And we have a lot of injuries. I know what the answer is, but you still have to ask the question.
Did you see since, was it 2020? All the managers that were hired in 2020 have all been fired now. It's like seven of them. Yeah.
Well, how was 2019?
I know. Yeah. But I'm saying the guys that, you know, we have like anywhere from like a 4 to 8 turnover rate
right.
in football and baseball, basketball.
How many managers were hired in 2020?
I think 6 or 7.
That was a rough year to get hired too.
Yeah,
because you only had 60 games.
Well, yeah. look at the league now because you know what Aaron Judge is doing is ridiculous, but nobody's hitting.
Yeah.
Like I mean, across the board. Like I don't need people texting in and listing 5 other guys that are hitting, but I'm talking team wise. Like you look around the league, look at how many good players are hitting below 200. I didn't say 300, below 200.
This is. We're on pace right now to have the worst batting average in the history of baseball. And I know we don't look at batting averages like we used to, but I'm sure if you looked at the OPS would probably be down as well. But this is not and I think that's a big reason why these official scores are now giving hits in some situations where they used to give errors. Mm-hmm. Bring these batting averages up a little bit.
Come on, man. You gotta look better.
This is I think for those of us who want to complain about starters not going long. And hear me out. Even though I give you a reason that starting pitchers don't go the distance, I don't like it. I'm just giving you the reason. I'm answering your question. I'm trying to enlighten you. I'm with you. I don't like it. I like when pitchers go 7 at least. But I think that's what's leading Ed to the bad hitting. Think about this. If the starting pitcher is only seeing you twice, that's it. He's only seeing you twice, sometimes not that much. Now, the third time at the plate, you're seeing a different pitcher. He's throwing 100 miles an hour, if not 100, mid-90s with filthy stuff. And then your fourth at bat, you're seeing yet another pitcher. I think the things that we hate about today's pitching is actually strategic and effective in the lack of hitting in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Ed, you got to look at it too. Like you're seeing different, I don't want to say specialists because we don't have lefty specialists anymore. They got to face 3 guys when they come in. But the arm slot that they're throwing out of, the different types of pitches. We were just thought the sweeper came out of nowhere. And by the way, Joe Ryan probably throws the nastiest one in the league.
And now you said the
Chitter.
I almost said the wrong one. The chitter is out there now.
It's like when Gary Thorne said, oh, instead of saying we're in hitting distance or
we're in.
Shh. No, Gary, you can't say that on the air. That was one of my favorite ones of his mistakes. But no, like you're looking at the way that the team's assembled now and you're going to go, like the thing that I want to ask him is when people call for trades or you contact other people for trades, like is it just that they're asking for too much that everybody wants your top 3 guys? And that's Holiday, Basayo, and Mayo.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. Here's what I'd like to I would love to hear this from the GM. First of all, I'd like him to honestly assess what's positive for the O's and what is negative. And then beyond that, and related to that, what is he going to do to turn our positives, I mean our negatives into positives, and what is he going to do to strengthen us, what we already have, so that we can win the World Series this year?
Hey, Greg, before you go,
yes, sir.
I want to hear, can you give me two negatives for the Orioles? Two negatives that you see.
Two negatives that I see, the pitching is on the weak side, and I just don't see a lot of like a fire from some of the young guys that I had counted on.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe he called it and said good morning instead of great morning.
Do you think that, and I agree with him on the fire, but do you think the lack of fire, Ed, is because of the lack of productivity?
Yeah. I think the frustration, it seeps into your head and it lives there rent free. It's tough to shake that when it's going on for like, you know, 8 weeks now. We're just like, wow, this sucks. You know, it's like, because we have to talk about it. They have to play it. They have to travel. They got to deal with this every day. And, you know, and some of it I think is inexplicable. You know, good point, injuries all you want, but why is the hitting so poor?
Think about this. If you are on this level, chances are, you know, either you would draft, a lot of Orioles have a lot of high draft picks. They have an infield of first round draft picks, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. When Westberg is there, I think Westberg was a second round draft pick, but kind of like a supplemental second. Mm-hmm. So they have this entire infield of high draft picks. That means they dominated in high school and college. They dominated in the minors because they got up here pretty quickly. All of them did. So they're probably experiencing the longest length of failure that they ever have in their careers. That's got to be tough to deal with.
I got news for you. Against right-handed pitching, you could have an outfield with a couple of first-rounders as well. I mean, Sed's not, but like, you start looking at what some of these guys have done. I mean, Kierstead was in the first round. You could. There's a lot of talent on this team, and the Orioles have hit home runs when drafting early in the draft and grabbing the right players. But as you pointed out, Gunnar was at the back end of the first round. Jordan Westberg, back end of the first. Like, they're finding it everywhere, and it's not just first-round picks that are hitting for them. The thing that I like is that they're making trades for pitchers that we're not thinking about and then developing them, which is something, you know, whether you want to go back to looking at the different guys they brought in. We're seeing Cade Povich now, but we talked about Yennier Cano. We talked about all the things that are going on with Batista. So these are guys that they've developed.
Again, Michael Elias will be on the morning show today at 9 o'clock. Hope you did not want to miss this. If so, you got the Odyssey app, check it out there. But we want to hear from you. We're going to let you be the interviewers. What questions do you want to hear from Michael Elias? Or want to hear him answer, I should say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Man, I want to give a shout out right now to my man Dave Z. Dave is like a P1 who never calls. He'll text me a couple of times a week during the show with different topics. Not asking a question like he texted the one about Power Love that we were playing.
Why'd you just say that Dave Z's annoying during the commercial break, how much he texts you all the time?
Man. Man.
You heard him, right, Ed? You heard him during the break?
Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to beat him.
Well, my bat's still in the corner.
Oh, it is.
I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, what were you doing the other day? Rob picked up that bat and he was showing, was it a stance that you were showing me or something?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was. What questions do you want us to ask Mike Elias at 9 o'clock? Let's go to Timonium and get my man Robbie from Robbie's First Base. What's up, Robbie?
Well, I got to give you the trifecta first, Rob.
Okay.
Ed Norris texted me, and Netflix Renewed Junior and I.
Oh, that's great.
You came and gave me a hug.
That's there you
right.
go. There you go.
You came and gave me a hug.
You're the guy, man. My dude.
Well, what I would say to Brandon Hyde and the general manager advice, I would say thank you for doing the job that you're doing, and stay the course and don't listen to these fans, because where we are and where we came from is heads and shoulders. They are doing a fantastic job, Rob, and that's the truth. And if you're a real baseball fan, you'll see that.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate that, Robbie.
Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Love the show, Robbie. Thank you. Robbie works for the Orioles.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
But I agree with him. I think a lot of people, you're looking at certain things and going, oh, Elias sucks in free agency, and he doesn't do this, and he doesn't sign the guys we want. He's afraid to make a trade. I don't think that's the case at all. I think he's evaluated his players, and he has three guys that he's not willing to move unless you absolutely got the right package for it. And I think it's great. I don't want to be the team that traded Fernando Tatis for James Shields. All the talk, Rob, all the things in the offseason. You got to go get Sandy out.
Hold up. That actually happened.
Yes.
Because they said he was big game James.
Yes.
Yes.
And the White Sox traded away Fernando Tatis Jr. for big game James Shields. Go look at how that turned out. And I'm not saying every trade works out that way, but we also have the other side of it where people are like, hey, you got to go get Sandy Alcantara. Have you guys looked at his numbers and seen his? He's getting his brains beat in every week?
He is.
And I'm not saying he doesn't turn it around, but again, it's this revisionist thinking, like, they should have re-signed Corbin Burns. Can I now say he's hurt? Does that matter? We're not talking about injuries, Rob. You can't say injuries.
So. The roster without the injuries. Let's go out to New Jersey and get Dan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Good, man.
Hey, yeah, so I just want to get into the Galaxy Brain lineup there, the Brandon Hyde throwing out there with these lefties. It drives me nuts. I mean, you just got to play your best players. I think you got to have Holiday hitting every time. You got to have, I mean, let Kerstad take his lumps out there. But the left-handed lineups drive me nuts. If you get these guys as prospects, you got to play them, and they're some of the top prospects in baseball. Let them rip against these left-handed players.
Are you saying you want us to ask Elias about that?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I think that these left-handed lineups are just absolutely insane. You can't just – I mean, if
– You're talking about the lineups batter, against left-handed pitching.
Absolutely. Yeah. If a right-handed – if you have a 190, 200 right-handed hitter, that doesn't mean that automatically he's going to be better than the number one prospect in baseball who's happens to be left-handed. Where are we just going to sit him forever?
I'm all for the lefty-righty splits and how things go, but I agree with this guy 100%. Jackson should be playing almost every day. Give him – spell him – and I don't care that you're paying Jorge Mateo. Pay his ass to sit down. Who cares? Like, why are we doing this? This isn't Little League anymore. It's not Pop Warner where you got to get everybody a carry and everybody's got to get their 10 plays. I understand you're paying them, but they're there to spell your studs. And you can't tell me – Jackson Holiday is not perceived as a stud in this organization because he was untouchable.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. One question that I had for Mike Elias, and I kind of know the answer to it, kind of like what Ed was saying, that you know how you're going to answer it, but you still want the answers. I want to know what type of leeway ownership gave him when it came to the free agent market, if there was a limit on spending and just kind of what their idea was. And I know he's going to say we got some of the best guys out there, but I want to know, like, if for sure if that's what he was thinking. You know, we talk about Corbin Burns, but, you know, it's hurt. He's hurt, and, you know, I think that was a good fit for Arizona, but I just want to hear his thoughts on that.
Thank you very much. That's a good question. Yeah, it is. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, I know we have some text over there from our listeners.
Yes, we do. Also, Jonathan in Essex says you're a homer, Jeremy, if that makes you feel any better.
I don't care what
you're the
says.
Ultimate fanboy, and you never say the Orioles lose.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Go be racist somewhere,
you?
Jonathan. Yeah, go be a racist.
Tell
like
Jonathan
you are.
I don't appreciate Jeremy taking my that's my spot.
Well, he actually said, Rob, you have changed job duties since you have changed that your job duties expanded. Remember when you said they were, remember when they said you were pinky up Rob? I don't even know what he's talking about, man.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I think he might have Alzheimer's or something. I don't know what's going on. Dave in Salisbury doesn't know what this guy's talking about.
Ooh,
how much pressure to accelerate your internal timeline did the team's overachievement in 2023 add to that equation?
Okay. I like that. Got another one for us?
Are the O's considering a change with the hitting coach?
Oh, that's the one is all over Facebook.
Oh, no,
right now.
The hitting coach.
That's one. You know what? That's all over Facebook on my post by the hitting coach. And I said to you before, I said it, I think I may have said it off air. If you're going to change hitting coaches, what they've done before, you keep recycling from within. To me, if there's really a problem with hitting coach, don't you want to change the voice completely by getting somebody on the outside? Like I'm not saying he's the right answer, but the Texas Rangers just hired Brett Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Brett Boone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brett Boone. The other Boone.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. You know, the one that was on steroids. Boom.
Yeah. He was. Jose Canseco said that man used too much steroids.
He hit 50 bombs in a season.
Let's go to Noah and Randall. Well, why when Griffey hit 50 bombs, y'all say he wasn't on steroids?
Because Griffey wasn't my size. Brady was my size.
Griffey. Okay.
Brady hit 50 in a season.
Noah and Randall's down. What's up, Noah?
Why is Charlie Morton still in the Orioles organization? That is the most boneheaded move. Mike Elias needs to kick him off. If we don't get rid of him, Brandon Hyde needs to go too. I mean, he shouldn't even see the ball. After we paid him, he should be in a retirement home. He's too old to play the game.
Noah, you came in hot, man. You good?
Yeah, he just upsets me, man. And then if we play Kyle Gibson, we can't bring Charlie Morton in.
Yeah.
You know it. We can't have him go back to back.
Yeah, he did come in hot, but I don't disagree with him.
Like, you know what? You should be upset with him.
Why?
He took your question.
Yeah. I understand the whole, maybe it is something that when the juice doesn't meet, you know, it's not worth the squeeze, Rob, but like if he gives up too many home runs and then we're losing money on baseballs and it outweighs the $16 million he's getting paid. Because that's how many baseballs you're giving up every goddamn day he's on the mound. They've lost every game he showed up in. Everyone, you bring losing. And he's had a great career. This is not the way. Walk away. Walk away.
Diddy in Baltimore. What's up, Diddy?
What's up? How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just trying to see if you can ask them when or if they're ever going to sign a long-term deal to one of our homegrown players. I think it also boosts the morale for the team as well if they start seeing that they're paying them.
Well,
hey, Diddy, thanks a lot, my man.
The problem with that is, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, like, and the example I use is Matt McClain with the Reds. He's a young superstar. They said, we'd like to offer you an extension. He said, I'd like to not accept that. When you're that good and you know how much you're going to make, like, we were surprised when Jackson Merrill signed, honestly, for what he got. So some guys will do that. You see a lot of foreign-born players that come over and sign these deals initially.
Jackson Merrill signed a dumb contract. But in defense of Denny, I think Denny would like to hear Michael Elias say that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And we know that. You and I both know that. Ed knows that.
It's a good question.
But, yeah, have Michael Elias get that answer. Yeah. But, yeah, I think Jackson Merrill signed a dumb contract. That, come on, dude.
I mean, you shore yourself up for the rest of your life because you're locked into 135 mil.
However.
But could you have waited? Like, again, it's the risk-reward thing. Like, what happens if, I'll give you a perfect example. You know who's pitching for the Twins? A guy named Chris Paddock. I don't know if you guys remember. I think Ed will remember. Chris Paddock was the absolute man for the Padres. Everybody was talking about when Paddock was going to face Pete Alonso because they were up for Rookie of the Year together, and then Pete Alonso mashed. And then Paddock disappeared.
Yeah, he did.
And if you look at him now, he is not the same pitcher. But if you would have bet on him after year one, you'd have been like, this guy can't miss, man. He's so good. So sometimes you just don't know.
Let's go to Bowley's Corners and get Berto. What's up, Berto?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Morning.
Doing well, man.
My question for the GM today is, there's a pitcher out there that's dying to get back in the major leagues. I think everybody knows his name, Trevor Bauer. What is it about him that nobody wants to touch?
What it is about him is what nobody wants to tell you either, because they can't.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where they know a lot more about him than you know, Berto, is what I was told. And until things are in the public, they can't talk about that.
But people keep flashing.
No one is signing him.
People keep flashing his stats since he pitched in the Mexican League.
But people have this desire, Ed. They've had this entitlement that if they know it, you should know it. No, that's not how that works. There are things that they can't say.
What's also fascinating, his name comes up all the time. Because after a while, you've got to tell yourself, wait a minute.
It's every fan base that brings him up, too. Nobody want him.
Yes.
Huh? Every fan base brings him up. So why wouldn't we kick the tires on this guy?
Who doesn't need pitching?
So here's the other thing. Is in my assumption with everything that went on with him, and we're not privy to all the information, but Ed, he likes really aggressive sex, right?
He's we've heard all this. We've seen the social media posts.
Into some S&M, BDSM, whatever, SM, a couple other letters.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. But my assumption is that there may have been times where he maybe went a little far and they didn't want to finish or they didn't want to go through with it. And maybe there's buyer's remorse at that point in time. There are reports of other videos being out there that they don't want to leak out. And
I don't know what it is.
And he's not a good guy to begin with.
All I know is no one is touching this guy.
Yeah.
No one.
I don't know any of it. But we've all read the stories and heard everything. It gets to the point with what you hear. There is a crime in most states. It's not kidnapping. It's called unlawful imprisonment, though. When you prevent someone from leaving. And
now you can't leave. Yeah. God bless it. We all three said it at the same damn time. Joe's yelling it in my ears. Thanks a lot, Bronxdale.
Yeah, but that, you know, if you just don't let someone leave, you could be charged with unlawful imprisonment. Some of these things sound like that. That's how far they went. So, and I don't know. I'm not accusing of that. But there's a reason. There's got to be a reason that nobody would take it. As Rob said, who doesn't need pitching? Point to that team so I know. Like, who doesn't need a pitcher right now?
And it's everybody.